Welcome to The Journey, a collection of short videos to help you on your journey to Jesus. Please like our Facebook page, and we'll be uploading 2 to 3 of these a week. There's already 4 others that are there for you to view. This past week, there was a cliff rescue on the Dorset coast. 3 people got into trouble as they went on a day trip, and they got out there onto a cliff face, and the tide came in, and they had to be rescued. Their rescue took time, but their salvation was immediate. Though we're calling this the journey, salvation is not a long journey, but is an immediate process. If you read the book of Acts, that's the story of the early church after Jesus Christ left and ascended up into heaven. It's the story of the preachers taking the message of the good news of the gospel and salvation to the world. Paul and Silas were put into prison after being whipped, and a jailer was charged with keeping them. If they escaped, the jailer would lose his life. That night, as they sang and praised God in the prison, there was a great earthquake that God sent that miraculously opened the doors of the prison. The jailer came in trembling and realizing what was happened, and he took his sword, and he was ready to fall upon it and to kill himself because, again, if they escaped, he would lose his life. Paul and Silas cried out and said, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he came and he fell down before them and he asked them this question. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thine house." And then they began to declare unto him the word of the Lord. And it says they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. That Philippian jailer and his family that night trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they followed the Lord in believer's baptism. So salvation is a point in time, and it is immediate. Salvation happens when we turn in faith to Jesus, just like Paul said to the Philippian jailer. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." That day trip trio, as soon as they transferred their dependence from the cliff face upon which they were clinging to the boat, they were saved by faith in the rescuers as they stepped in faith. As a little boy, I sat in church, and my dad was a preacher, and my dad preached a message on hell. And hell is a horrible reality that's in the Word of God. The Bible says about hell that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible says about God that he will have all men to be saved. It's not God's desire to send anybody to hell. But hell is a fire. It's eternal. It's a pit. The sounds that you'd hear in hell are weeping and gnashing of teeth. And as a child, as I sat and I listened to that message, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart about my sin and the fact that I was going to die and go to hell. And I went down to my dad's study after church, and there were some men in there, and I got past them up to my dad, and I said, "Dad, I'd like to get saved." And Dad sat me down on a green couch that he had there in his office, and he showed me the truth of the gospel. "Benjamin, you're a sinner." And I understood that. The punishment for your sin is hell. But Jesus Christ loved you so much that he died on the cross for your sin and paid the complete price for your sin. He didn't stay in the grave, but he rose from the dead. And may I say this about that, and I didn't fully understand this as a child, but Christ's death on the cross showed that he paid the price completely for my sin. His resurrection out of the grave shows that he has the power to give me everlasting life. And so as a little boy, I didn't know how to pray even. My dad just led me in what we call the sinner's prayer. But it's not a prayer that saves, it's faith. The Bible says it this way in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that's prayer, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that's faith. If somebody were just to say, "I believe this," and it's not really in their heart, that's hypocrisy, and God knows that. And so it has to come from the heart. But the Bible says this, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I love to tell people about the gospel is that God cannot lie. And God said somebody that will pray in faith, believing in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection, that God will save them. The Bible says this, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." The only thing keeping a man from heaven is the fact that they're a sinner. But God would gift them righteousness if they'll put their faith and their dependence upon Jesus. As a little boy, I bowed my head and I prayed with my dad, "Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner, but you died for me. You paid the complete price for my sin. And I'd like to ask you to forgive me right now and give me your gift of everlasting life." And as I prayed that prayer in faith, God saved me. The Bible says that's passing from death unto life. There's therefore now no condemnation, no judgment to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, because the Spirit of God has moved in. Friend, have you ever come to that crisis, that point of bowing your head and asking Jesus Christ by faith to come into your heart and forgive you of your sin and give you his gift of everlasting life? You know, if you were to do that today, you would have salvation today, because salvation is immediate and it's by faith. I just want to encourage you, as you are on these videos of the journey, that if you want to be saved today, you can have immediate salvation.